Richard for Martha, Jessica, and Nathan, Mason of Charlotte for Mom, Dad, Tyler, and Caitlin, and Emma of North Oakland for Mom and Dad and Eleanor. On May 22nd, we have Sarah of Carrick for Mom, Stacy, Dad, Mark, and brothers Henry and Harrison, Jacob of Mount Lebanon, from your whole family, Kelly, Jean of West Homestead, from Ann and David, Fred of Collier, from Linda, Sullivan, from Amy, Ava, Juniper, and your family. And happy birthday, finally, on the 23rd, to Julia of Ligonier, Marilyn of Monroeville, Rita of Trafford, from your extended family, and Olivia of Oakland. Happy birthday to you as well. And I believe we've got all of our birthdays this morning. I meant to mention radio's Clark Ingram, who we miss. His birthday was May 21st. Happy birthday in memory of Clark Ingram.
SOB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at sob@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's mailing address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, I'm Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? She said she's sorry that she left. Found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, I know that's good news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? I'm gonna have her a party at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Have a party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I can't wait to get a home where we can finally be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Good news, good news. Ain't that good news? Ain't that news?
Sam Cooke at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we are going to play Guess Who coming up in just a moment or two. I know there's a lot of places to be this morning. Nice May weekend. You might be on your way to a wedding. Might be ready to do some yard work or take a bike ride. No matter what that may be, we're glad that you decided to start the day up with us or to take us with you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Fiona McGinn, a student at Williamsport Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 is coming up, and I'm excited to invite you to the Flower Pot Turtles event at the Montgomery Area Public Library, located at 1 South Main Street in Montgomery, PA. It's happening on Friday, May 23rd at 4 p.m. Join us on World Turtle Day to create your own turtle flower pot, a fun way to learn and celebrate. As a youth ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event and what I learned. To learn more, visit the Montgomery Area Public Library at 1 South Main Street, Montgomery, PA. This event is just one of the many free activities that's happening during Remake Learning Days. Check them all out on remakelearningdays.org.
It is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Might be somebody who's living or no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's a name that's well known enough that you or one of our other listeners will come up with the correct answer. Here are this week's initials. W. G. W. G. That's W as in Williamsport. And G as in Grove City. W. G. You can guess as many times as you would like, and you can guess beginning right now at 412-200-5975 by phone or by text. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live, or 1-888-752-7234. WG, this morning's Guess Who initials. Good luck. It's funny. A lot of guesses are coming in already. And it's fun to see them come in all at once. I'll start sharing some of those with you in just a moment. But we have two Knicks playing. Our local Nick, who I think is in Mars, got the correct answer on his very first guess. He also guessed Willie Geist. Willie Geist. And then we have Nick in New York City, who guessed Willie Geist. Woody Guthrie. Whoopi Goldberg. Will Gear. William Lloyd Garrison. Wally Gator. And the correct answer. Well done, so we have two correct answers already. 412-200-5975. Are you wondering about Wally Gator? I am. I had no idea that Wally Gator is a animated series produced by Hanna-Barbera. How did I miss Wally Gator? Anything Hanna-Barbera is usually part of my childhood. Oh, they aired for less than a year, from September 3rd, 1962 to August 26th, 1963. I don't remember. Dawes Butler was the voice, and Mel Blanc and Don Messick were part of the show. In any event, it is not Wally Gator, but you did get the correct answer amidst your guesses, Nick. Tom in McCandless has Wayne Gretzky, Woody, or Whoopi Goldberg and Woody Guthrie, as opposed to Whoopi Guthrie and Woody Goldberg. Will Gear, William Golding, William Gates, as in Bill Gates, author William Glass, William Gaddis, William Lloyd Garrison, and William Graham, as in Billy Graham. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as well as Wayne Gretzky and William Goldman. Mike in Mars has William Goldsmith and Will Gear. Bernie, good morning. Bernie is in Kaiser, West Virginia, and has Wayne Gretzky, not Wayne Gretzky. Jim in Blackridge has Willie Geist, the newscaster. Caden has a guess of Washington, comma, George. Not Washington, George. And his made-up guess this week, Caden always sends a guess of somebody that I can guess, or somebody he's guessed, his own fictitious person. And I try to figure out who the person is. It's our own version of Guess Who that we play together. And he had a guess of Williamsport Growing. Williamsport Growing wrote a number of books. A lot of people don't know it, but his actual name is X Williamsport Growing. The X is for Xavier, but he is known mostly as Williamsport Growing, or Will Growing. And among the books written by Williamsport Growing, he wrote a book called Losses of the Pittsburgh Pirates, The National Debts, and the difficulty in finding fresh food in your neighborhood, all part of these books written by ex-Williamsport Growing as a part of his Growing series. Thank you, Caden. Ah, Tommy has a guess of William Gaines of Mad Magazine fame. And William Gainsborough, the painter of Blue Boy, William Gainsborough. Oh, Bruce, just the thing that's so much fun about Guess Who is the guesses that come out of the woodwork. Wavy Gravy, guessed by Bruce. Gail has Wayne Gretzky, Whoopi Goldberg, Woody Guthrie, Willie Garson, and Warren G. So we have a handful of correct guesses. Two Nicks and Jim have the correct answer. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights just got the correct answer. 412-200-5975. We are playing Guess Who on the Saturday Light Brigade. Our initials are WG. Do you know the WG we're thinking of? You haven't heard this person's name on the radio just yet. We'll give you another moment or two to come up with the correct answer. Playing along on Facebook and just had a guess of Will Gear. We were talking about the Waltons earlier this morning, and most people probably know Will Gear as the actor who played Grandpa on the Waltons. Will Gear was a contemporary of Woody Guthrie, and the two were roommates with each other and hung out. He also was blacklisted. And although it was 20-some years later, it's remarkable that he ended up in such a strong role on the show The Waltons after so many folks ended up having their careers stopped altogether. Due to the blacklists and the Red Scare. Walt Garrison just guessed by Bernie. And Kaiser, West Virginia. And let's see, Patrick has Vitold Gombrowicz. Patrick always has these guesses. It's not so much that I don't know them, I want to look them up. Polish writer and playwright Vitold Gombrowicz. Wilhelm Grimm of the Grimm Brothers. Wolfgang Gartner, that's one I'm going to have to look up. William Glasser. Wolfgang Gartner is the stage name of American DJ and music producer Thomas, or Joseph Thomas Youngman. And he has William Garrison, that's a good guess, and Wojcik Gala. None of those. We'll give you the correct answer in just a few moments. 412-200-5975. lots of guesses of Willie Geist. Including one just now from Gail. Gail also has Wilhelm Graham William Gresham, and the correct answer, I almost missed it. Well done. In your list, the correct answer is right there. William Gibson, William Golding, and you got it too. We'll see what Alan just came up with. Oh, Alan, who is from Squirrel Hill, just asked, is it some wise guy? Actually, yes. This actor we are looking for often plays parts that you might consider a wise guy. It can be a real screen gem, at least in some cases. The correct answer is coming up for you in just a moment. 412-200-5975. This is the last call for this morning's Guess Who. We'll see if we have any additional correct answers. 412-200-5975. Molly Tuttle is coming up in a moment. The correct answer, we were looking for Walton Goggins. Actor Walton Goggins, who is just having an incredible career these days. And I'm trying to think of some of the programs. I think about his work in The Righteous Gemstones as Baby Billy or Uncle Baby Billy. He's also had some other series work. And it seems like his career has really been taking off as of late, Walton Goggins. Was born November 10th, 1971. His series have included The Shield, Justified, The Righteous Gemstones, a screen gem, Vice Principals, a funny show, one of his collaborations with Danny McBride, and The White Lotus. And he was born in Birmingham. One of the things about his life is he apparently moved to Los Angeles at the age of 19 and didn't exactly have... he probably had a plan, but he started working at LA Fitness and as a parking valet. As he did that, he took acting classes and started to audition, and he eventually had a career that took off. And he's probably, well, people know him for a lot of things. I was tickled by his role in Vice Principals, And I also liked his role. I want to get his character's names correct. Baby Billy Freeman as Uncle Baby Billy, the gospel song and dance double act troubadour with his sister in the program The Righteous Gemstones. It's not his sister, but with his cousin. Congratulations if you came up with Walton Goggins. Jeff in Ross Township. Good morning, Jeff. Came up with it as well. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. Once again, Jim in Crafton Heights. And Nick in Mars. And Nick in New York City. All knowing Walton Goggins. Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway now.
I was only 17 watching Golden State upon the silver screen. The first time I fell in love. Second Saturday of July in the parking lot of Pally High. The first time I fell in love. It was rollerblades and cigarettes. Me and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride, the first time I fell in love with myself. There were morning glories trailing up the vine like a kelp forest that otters climb. The first time I fell. Shop was cranking punk rock. The marching band played down the block. The first time I fell in love. It was Fandangos on the stage where I sang the Alabama Getaway. Just me and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride. The first time I fell in love with myself. I just have to laugh when I think of that first time I fell in love. And all through the years, all the wasted tears, all the hopes and fears, I can see so clear the first time I fell in love. So if you're wise, just step inside, close your eyes and hold on tight. It's just you. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride, the first time you fell in love with yourself.
Molly Tuttle at Golden Highway. And that's a song that just makes you feel good as you listen to it, doesn't it? It's called The First Time I Fell in Love. It's from her 2023 album called City of Gold. Coming up, an original word game, and then in just 30 minutes, our doors open for Remake Learning Days. We have an open house today, and you're welcome to join us and be part of it. We'll be here between 10 and 2 o'clock. You can watch our live broadcast or take part in it until noon, and then thereafter, studio tours and youth media center tours, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, also here, Todd Trosky and Ellis Dorm and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Okay, everybody now.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Body fine, good buddy. What's back the big rig on up now?
Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on a big rig.
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the odd number wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 wheels on the big rig.
Sounds like you might have a flat. I don't know.
Okay, since you're so smart, why don't you try doing it in Roman numerals?
Okay, I will. Oh, there's I
wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Top that, will ya?
I will now attempt to divide the wheels of a big rig by pi.
Oh, there's 3.14314257911 million wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Trout fishing in America here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I was listening to Jay Thurber, who does a program on our Pittsburgh station, he is also a very good friend, and he was trying to give out his phone number in Roman numerals, along the lines of how that song tries to convert 18 to Roman numerals. And he got to a zero in his phone number, and he, you know, he's doing this in real time. Every now and then, Jay decides to just sort of ad-lib and go off script. And he was doing this in real time, and he got to the zero and stopped for a minute. And indeed, there is no zero in Roman numerals. So there's simply, it doesn't exist. I mean, the zeros end up being part of the larger numbers, like C being 100 or X being the number 10, but there's no number actually for zero. The term nulla or null would be used. So the more you know, the zero, not a factor in Roman numerals.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
I've got some news about our summer camps. They have been filling up very rapidly, and Deanna Beringer, our director of programs, tells me that Finding Your Voice still has a few slots open. This camp runs from July 7th to July 18th. It's for rising 7th through 9th graders. And people participating will learn how to hone their voice and explore how audio can help people feel comfortable and connected as they share authentic thoughts with each other. In week one, campers will explore podcast production, on the street interviews, and storytelling techniques. In week two, they'll develop additional segments and collaborate on creating podcasts. They're also our openings for our Rhyme and Reason podcast, which is a songwriting-oriented camp. I said podcast, I meant to say camp. And that camp runs from August 4th to 15th, and it's for student ages 13 to 18. And I need to try to make sure I let you know about our camps. The best thing for you to do is go to slbradio.org/summercamps2025, and you'll find everything you need to know. They're Finding Your Voice may be close to sold out. Together on the Air is a camp for rising high school students, which has a few slots available. And Rhyme and Reason is for students between the ages of 13 and 18. And it gives you a chance to explore songwriting. Now, the thing that I really wanted to be sure I got across to you is we have scholarships available and a limited number of slots available. So if you have been looking for a summer camp for a teen in your family, or if you know somebody who is, there's a great opportunity for you and some very generous partial and full scholarships available. And you hear about them first. It's an SLB program, but it's open to everybody. So I wanted to be sure you knew. If you go to slbradio.org/summercamps2025, you'll find everything you need to know. Thanks.
This is Elsa, a student at Avonworth High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Heinz History Center Handmade Museum, hosted by the Heinz History Center at 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Sunday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Heinz History Center Handmade Museum gives participants a chance to enjoy crafts and activities inspired by the collections there at the museum. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I hope to learn more about the history of Pittsburgh in creative and fun ways. To learn more about the Heinz History Center, visit heinzhistorycenter.org. That's H-E-I-N-Z historycenter.org. The Heinz History Center Handmade Museum is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We have some puzzles right now. that are inspired by the fact that graduation time is upon us. Morgan McCray is about to graduate from Oakland Catholic. Morgan McCray has been with us since she was in eighth grade. And I can't believe she's about to graduate from high school. She's going to Ohio State University. Olivia, a student that's been with us for a few years, is about to graduate from Northgate High School and will be going to Boston University. And we have two recent University of Pittsburgh graduates that joined our staff this week. Alex Bennett just graduated from the University of Pittsburgh. And also finishing up her master's degree at the University of Pittsburgh is Megan Valley. Their graduation was about a week ago. Carnegie Mellon's graduation time is upon us. So here we have words that, like the word graduation, end in T-I-O-N. We'll give you the clues, you see, if you can come up with the answer, which will always be a single word ending in T-I-O-N. Sometimes there might be more than one word, but we're looking for one word as the answer. And just to give you an example, if I gave you the clue flower, the answer might be carnation, ending in T-I-O-N. Or if I gave you the clue salary, the answer would be compensation. So are you ready to give it a try? Here we go. Tell us what answers the clue turnover. And this one actually has two acceptable answers, maybe more. Charitable act.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, Grace, we did our duet again. Every now and then I forget. That's on me. I was so excited because I was looking at the sea of empty chairs that are in the photograph that, as if on cue, Brian just sent. His daughter is graduating from Trinity College tomorrow. And he just sent us a nice photo from Hartford. Thank you for doing so, Brian. 412-200-5975. Gail just came up with donation. That's one of the two charitable acts we were thinking. Interestingly, for the clue turnover, Alan came up with rotation. We had another word in mind, but rotation is just fine. So we're still looking for another answer to charitable act other than donation, and another answer to turnover. And let's add another one. This one is, we'll see how you do. It says a speeding ticket is the clue. Speeding ticket. Well, you know, that clue, I think, is a little flawed. So I'm going to speeding ticket. The answer to speeding ticket is violation, but the ticket itself isn't necessarily a violation.
Oh, pardon me, stranger. I hope there's no danger. You'll think I'm getting...
So instead, how about leisure pursuit? Leisure pursuit. Good luck.
You may think it's strange. Allowing is how you're from Texas. You speak the lingo that I understand. I'd bet my kale that you hail from Texas. There's no mistaking the brand. You've got a smile like an acre of sunflowers. Your eyes are blue bonnet blue. Shake hands, it's grand that you're from Texas.
The group Western Flyer this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have a number of puzzles in honor of graduation. And I know we've got Francine here. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from, Francine?
Morningside.
Well, nice to have you with us. You know, I haven't looked outside in quite a while. What's it look like?
It's beautiful today. Definitely a wonderful spring day. Yeah,
that's we need those. And I had a feeling, it's funny, like many, many radio stations, we are in a lower level and have no direct view to the outside world. They do that because it's easier to make things quiet. When you don't have windows, you don't hear sirens and things, but you don't get to see outside either.
Well, I'm telling you, the sun is out, it's blue sky, the birds are out, it's just like a beautiful spring day.
Oh, that's great. Now, Ricky mentioned that you had an answer. Which one is your answer?
My answer is Grant.
Grant? For
yes.
What?
Charitable contribution.
Oh, a charitable contribution could be a grant. I love it. That works. And we also had a contribution and donation both fitting in there, too. Are you going to go out and do anything with your day today?
I'm contemplating now.
I may
little by little.
I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of doing some yard work. I'm fascinated by yard work. I could just stare at it forever.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to have to get out there and take a nice spring day walk.
Ooh.
That's one of the things on my list.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Well, I'm glad you called. I hope you're with us week in and week out. And it's just nice to hear your voice. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, and I really enjoy your show so much. It's a tradition. So
thanks.
Have a good day.
You too, Francine. Thank you. Now, we have a lot of text messages coming in, too, at 412-200-5975. For turnover, Mike also had rotation. There's another answer for turnover. He had donation, so we have donation and contribution for charitable act. Alan added that. Gail has rotation. She's in Stanton Heights. Nice to hear from Francine with her answer. Bruce has contribution. Ah, for turnover, Gail has revolution. Excellent. And I started to say speeding ticket, and you know, I was thinking violation, but a speeding ticket really isn't a violation, so I said that I'm going to throw that one out. I should have waited. Gail saved the day. She said, citation. A speeding ticket is a citation. So a charge to Gail. And Alan had the same thought. And Mike and Mars had the same thought. Everybody but me. We gave you the clue, leisure pursuit. Gail came up with vacation, a leisurely pursuit. Patrick in South Park also do citation. Sometimes it's so hard when you're write words or write in the middle of things. Annie, we're looking for words ending in T-I-O-N. So she came up with citation and vacation. And those are from Matt, actually, not from Annie, from Matt. Oh, my goodness. Craig asks, what kind of turnover? Well, there are many, many, many kinds of turnovers. He just came up with another kind, as in a confection, like an apple turnover. There's one other kind of turnover that is one of the most associated with something very popular in the region our broadcast primarily serves. 412-200-5975. We're missing one particular kind of turnover. And now, this one has at least three answers. The clue, legal action. Legal action. And by the way, for leisure pursuit, we would have accepted recreation as well. So we're still looking for a certain type of turnover. And we're looking for a legal action. Your answers have to end in T-I-O-N. Mike sees our recreation and vacation and adds relaxation. Four, 412-200-5975. We are glad you are here along with us. The phones have been busy. We're doing our best to get to them as quickly as we can. Thank you for being with us. Here comes a few more. Gail has a legal action. Gail adds litigation, and that's a great answer. And let's see, there's another one coming in. Alan adds, for a turnover, immaculate reception, immaculate reception. And Matt, you got the one I was thinking of, interception, interception. So that's the turnovers. We're now looking for legal actions ending in T-I-O-N. And let's add to that. Bruce has a clue. He'd like to see if you can come up with the answer to this one, which would be career. Career. Good luck. Steve Goodman's going to give us some music to think by as you work on these puzzles. 412-200-5975.
A piece of paper that will certify the date of your birth, and the day you die they sign another just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper there is the truth that is so hard to find, and the story of your life is written. You must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you leave before you look. But those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. And the chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more, it is wise to stop and consider how many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines.
Isn't that a nice song? That's Steve Goodman. If you don't know his work, highly recommended. One of the greatest songwriters and people of all time, and an amazing live performer too. Gail came up with occupation for career. Mike came up with vocation. That fits too. Christopher in Monroeville said for legal action, you could add arbitration. You could also add adoption. Those are great ones, Christopher. And I'm going to add a couple. Objection, if you object during a case, or emotion is a legal action. as well. I think we've solved everything that's out there. I'll do a final check of messages shortly to make sure I've acknowledged all of your answers.
This is Kennedy Laird, a recent graduate of the Red Lion Area Senior High and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at our beautiful community, hosted by Central York School District at Hayshire Elementary on May 21st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This event is free to the public and teaches students about hands-on activities and gets them excited about their surrounding communities. I will be following up with a story recapping this event. To learn more about our beautiful neighborhood, visit the school's website. Our beautiful neighborhood is just one of hundreds of free events during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Alan in Squirrel Hill gets the last word. He says, this game has been a great preoccupation. Thank you, Alan. And thank you for playing along with us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Our Youth Express Hour begins, and our Remake Learning Open House is officially started. I have a couple co-hosts joining me for the hour ahead, Sammy and Waylon.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right. We've lived so well so long. Still, I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. We come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sails the moon.
come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing in American tune. But it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. Still tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying. Get some rest.
Terrell Scott with a great rendition of that
you, Mom,
song.
Don't be mad at me. Right on it. One, two, three, one, two, three.
Richie Cole recorded live October 15th, 2016. Thank you for being with us. Stick around. There's a lot happening today. Good morning to Mick in St. Clair. He came up with another answer to our puzzle, words ending in T-I-O-N, that answer the clue legal action. And he came up with incarceration as an answer to that clue. That's a good answer as well. Emancipation could be the partner of that. Now, coming up this hour, we have a couple members of the Mount Lebanon High School Songwriting Club, Mira and Gabby. They each are going to perform a song. And also, we have Waylon and Sammy from our Youth Media Center who participate in our Youth Media Center programs. They're going to be doing the interview with me as part of Remake Learning Days, and also because I could use the help. We're going to get everybody set up and ready to go, and you'll hear those features in just a couple of minutes.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
This is Pranitha Chukungal, a junior at South Fayette High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Get Set Create event at the Kidsville Daycare and Learning Center on Friday, May 23rd, 2025 from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Get ready for a fun day of creativity with art, science, and math, plus a book swap. This event is aimed for all ages to spark creativity. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I am excited to get my math on for this event. To learn more about the Kidsville Daycare and Learning Center, visit kidsvilledaycare.com. The Get Set Create event at the Kidsville Daycare is just one of the hundreds of free events running down Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd.